William Shatner. You're listening to BS in the Morning. You finally admit it.
Well, I know Tom Green's on the phone because I just heard Mattel go, "Hi, Tom Green," over there in the corner. That's always fun. Let's get right to it. Tom Green, hello.
Hey.
What's up, man? How are you?
Good. How are you doing? How are you doing this morning?
We are doing great. We're doing better now, dude. And wait, you are at the Plaza Comedy Works tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, correct?
Absolutely. I can't wait. I'm excited. It's my first time performing there, too, so I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be cool. It's been a while since I've been in Vegas, so I miss it.
Well, dude.
Yeah, we talked to you last time you were here.
Yeah, man. We had you on the show and the podcast, and it was a very fun time. You are, well, a lot of people might not know, but I feel like you are one of the nicest people in entertainment. You are just such a nice, down-to-earth dude, man. It's such a refreshing thing.
Oh, good. Well, you know, thanks. You guys are nice, too.
But we have to be.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You don't have to be, man.
You know, I guess it's like, as you get older, you know, I'm getting older, you start to realize it's just so much easier and more fun to just be a nice person as much as possible, you know? Because when you're young, you kind of can be kind of, I don't know, sometimes you can get, like, annoyed with little things, and then you snap at somebody, and then you feel guilty about it for, like, the rest of your life.
Yeah.
And then that person remembers it for the rest of their life, too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess some people don't care, and then that's why they don't change. But for me, like, on the occasions in my life where I feel like I've been not nice, I kind of dwell on it for so much, you know, throughout my life that I go, I got to stop racking up all of these horrible memories of being a jerk, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a very responsible thing of you. And I feel like that's the Canadian in you. Do you think that's a Canadian in you?
I think so. I think Canadians are kind of like, potentially a little bit like that, yeah.
I got to say, I follow you on all the social media platforms. I think you do a wonderful job. It's cool. What I really love is when you throw up the old clips of when you were a rapper. Most people didn't know that. That's how you kind of got started, man. You were in a rap group, and you guys were signed. You were like, what was the rap group called?
Yeah, we were called Organized Rhyme.
That's right. Organized Rhyme. And I was like, you were putting up like music videos that you guys had shot, I think, in like Harlem or Queens or something.
We did a video in Brooklyn when we were like I was 17 years old, and my other guy in my group was 15, and we were like kids.
Yeah.
And I would work my summer job so I could like buy a drum machine or a sampler or something. I started building this recording studio of, like, you know, electronic sort of beat making equipment back in the late 80s in my parents' basement, you know.
That's so amazing.
So it was fun. Yeah, so we grew up idolizing the Beastie Boys and Run DMC and Public Enemy and groups like that. So,
you know, speaking of your parents, I grew up in the era where you were just this like fascinating, weird kind of character in, you know, I guess Hollywood, if you want to say that. And I always wondered what your family was like, because whenever I see people like that, I'm like, man, what are their parents like? When you became famous for being yourself, were your parents like, oh God, what's Tom up to again? Or were they like super supportive of you for just being yourself and becoming famous for it?
Well, you know, usually we were barging into their bedroom at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh God.
The video camera, you know, so they kind of were sort of unwittingly made part of it. But we had a lot of fun, you know, pulling pranks on my parents, and I think they've ultimately, you know, always been very supportive of me. So
that's awesome.
They're good. They still talk to me. My parents still talk to me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's nice. We have a good relationship, and they came down to Vegas last time I was there performing, and they like coming to my stand up shows too. They're not there this weekend though. They're not there this weekend.
Tom is unhinged this weekend.
Hey, speaking of parents, one of your parents that played one of your parents in a movie, Rip Torn, recently passed this year, man. We're all big fans. Were you guys were you guys really close? Like, I mean, I know in that movie he was like that really hardcore dad or whatever in the movie. Did you guys become close after that movie?
You know, it was really, we talked a few times after the movie, but it was really during the move, making the movie, we really knew, got to know each other the best. He was great, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't live in Los Angeles. I didn't see him that much afterwards.
I see.
But he was an amazing guy. You know, he was one of the great old time classic actors who really kind of, you know, took his real personality into the performance in a lot of ways. You know, he was great on the set. He would go catch salmon for us. We were shooting up in British. He'd go on the weekend to catch salmon and then bring it into the set, and we'd all eat salmon. So it was cool.
That's so weird.
He was the perfect man to play that role. I don't know anybody else that could have played it exactly like he did.
Yeah, you know, it was a crazy movie. You know, Freddie got fingered, right? Yeah. So it was a completely insane movie. I wrote it with my friend, and I directed the movie. So, you know, it was a weird set, you know, because we were always doing some insane sort of physical, you know, prop or stunt that was being done every day. The movie, like, when it came out, like the critics really hated it, you know, like it was really one of the most, you know, derided films, you know, like Ebert and Siskel and those guys destroyed the movie. But, you know, now 20 years later, you know, I've got this sort of thing that happens where everywhere I go, it doesn't matter what city I'm in, anywhere in the world, someone will come up to me every day and say, "Daddy, would you like some sausage?" So I think for that reason alone, it's a success.
That's amazing. What a line, too, to be handed to you everywhere you go, man. That's incredible.
Yeah. You know, for some reason, there's a lot of visual stuff in that movie, so I wanted to, like, have sausages rigged up to a pulley system, and then each individual sausage attached to one of my fingers, and then while I played the piano, like, the sausages would go up and down.
Oh, my God.
Sort of here, like here, I'll do it live for you. "Daddy, would you like some sausage?" "Daddy, would you like some sausage?" "Daddy, would you like some sausage?" So for some reason, that was important to me that I made that happen.
I love it. Wait a minute, are you in your studio at home right
Clearly.
Now?
You know, I'm just in my living room, and I'm sitting beside the piano, so I just sort of
love it. Nice.
Get a live rendition. A 2019 remix of "Daddy, Would You Like Some Sausage?"
Oh, dude. So you got to release that.
Exclusive.
It'll be, yeah, number one on Spotify tomorrow. Hey, yeah. I got a question for you. Look, we've been asking for you to come on in here in the studio. We talked to somebody, and they're like, "Well, we can get Tom on the phone for you." And then yesterday, they were like, "Hey, guess what? You want Tom Green in studio? We got you him. You've been asking." And we're like, "But we're talking to him on the phone today."
I felt bad.
And now we're like,
"Tom's gonna be mad at me that I double booked him or something."
Yeah, I know. Now we're like, "Oh no, we don't want to cancel Tom Green and then have Tom Green come in. We love Tom Green.
Yeah.
So, are you coming in studio tomorrow? Tomorrow, or is this
sure, yeah, if you want me to, yeah.
Oh my God.
Tom, you know, we love you, man.
Let's see how the rest of this interview goes.
I want
me to come in.
I'm
in Los Angeles now. I'm at home in Los Angeles now, but, you know, I appreciate you having me on today because I have a show tonight, you know, and I want people to know about the show. But, I'm flying in a couple of hours and going to get ready for the show, and I've got shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. One show each night, and I know tomorrow morning I'll be coming into the radio with you as well.
Yes,
all right.
Tom Green, the Plaza Comedy Works tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, tonight, tomorrow,
absolutely,
Saturday, one show. Dude, I'm telling you right now, we're all huge fans. You're welcome. Anytime you want to come on in,
yeah,
I don't care if you plan a show or not. If you just want to hang out with some friends, you're more than welcome. We love it.
That sounds great. I appreciate it. Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Well, Tom Green, thank you so much. We will see you tomorrow, I guess.
All right. See you tomorrow. Come on down to the Plaza.
That's right. The Plaza. Tonight.
Yes.
Tonight. He's ready. All right. Thanks, Tom. We appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.